TR's News Collective.
At large.
Is that too short?
No.
At large.
From CITR's News Collective. Lola, why don't you try it?
Take. You're listening to At Large from the News Collective at CITR.
Okay, so our first report is the actions to increase renter protection and amendments to the renter tenant relocation and protection policy.
On Tuesday, June 11th, myself, Max Newman, and Annie Rutter went to City Hall to attend council. It was packed with tenants and lobbyists as council discussed staff report RR1, actions to increase renter protection and amendments to tenant relocation protection and policy.
COPE Councillor Jean Swanson originally tabled the motion in December, and a subsequent staff report was done and passed unanimously on Tuesday. Some of the key measures include better compensation for some displaced tenants, more assistance finding permanent housing for displaced tenants that face housing barriers, and better transparency and communication between renters and landlords.
A lot of this will happen through amendments to the city's Tenant Relocation and Protection Plan and getting authority from the BC Residential Tenancy Act.
But it's not as clear-cut as that.
Hi Jen, this is Annie calling from CITR.
Star Vancouver reporter Jen St. Dennis covers city politics and housing. We reached her on the phone on Wednesday and she broke down the new policy for us, including a major distinction between compensation models for tenants facing rent eviction versus dem eviction.
Thanks for speaking with us today, Jen. You've covered rentals and affordability for the Star Vancouver and have written about the specific measures that passed in council on Tuesday. Can you give us a brief summary of the motion that passed on Tuesday?
Sure. So this was a report from staff. It was a pretty comprehensive policy, and it aimed to kind of improve an existing policy, the tenant relocation policy, that basically gives renters the right to several months of compensation depending on how long they've lived in a building, if their landlord is redeveloping the building. So if it's an older apartment building and they've gotten permission to maybe tear it down and build something newer, or their renovations are so massive that it's a redevelopment permit situation. So the tenant relocation plan policy was already there. And so what city staff proposed and what council voted for was to increase the compensation quite a bit. So I think for what ended up happening, if you've lived in your unit for 40 years, you get 24 months compensation. So it kind of like steps up depending on how many years you've lived in your building. So that was quite an improvement on what they had before.
So it looks like on the surface, Jen, this motion doubles the compensation rent-evicted tenants are able to receive. But the article that you wrote yesterday says that the doubled compensation, quote, only applies to buildings where owners have applied for a development permit. It does not apply when the owner has obtained a building permit to renovate. So can you clarify the distinction between these two cases?
Yeah, and I think this is where people are kind of maybe getting the wrong impression about what this motion does. I think a lot of tenants who have seen their building change hands and know their owner might be about to renovate and try to evict them think, oh, great, now I'm protected. But for most rent evictions where the owner is renovating and using that as an excuse to evict, they're just getting a building permit. They're just getting a permit to replace the windows or do repiping. You don't need a development permit for that. You just need a building permit. And, you know, tenants can go through the lengthy provincial residential tenancy branch system and fight the eviction, but it's quite a stressful process. So this policy.
While we were at City Hall, we met Milo Groundwater and Danny Beckett, two tenants going through a stressful arbitration process in the face of a dem eviction.
We live in a building in Hastings Sunrise that's getting demolished, and we've been fighting it with the VTU, and we have a hearing next week about it. We actually got an eviction notice like the day after Christmas, the first eviction notice, and we discovered that they didn't have any permits or any rights to be evicting yet. Like, you just like don't know the legal things behind it all, so it's just like this just like goose chase where we're just like going through all of these things, trying to figure out what their real reasons are legally to be able to evict us. And it's taking so much back and forth and energy. And another tenant who's not here today is like doing basically full-time work on this for all of us in the building. and he's just like getting very stressed out and having to talk to different people.
So what's the significance of this distinction?
I think the significance is that for a lot of tenants, you know, this is a significant protection for tenants who are under the threat of demoviction. So that's when your building is actually going to get torn down and you have to move because that's just the way it is. You know, the city's given the developer permission to do that. So that is significant. They're going to get more money. They're going to get more help relocating now. But a lot of tenants are in a situation where their landlord is, you know, attempting to evict them because they just want to renovate the apartment, basically, so that they can increase the rates. And we've seen a big increase in this behavior as apartment buildings values have risen and as rents have risen, there's an increasing gap between what long-time tenants are paying and what new tenants are paying. And so there's this increased profit motivation for landlords to try to use any kind of way they can to evict long-time tenants. I think a lot of people in Vancouver, they are affected by just common garden variety rent eviction, and they are not going to be they're not going to really get any more protections under this new policy.
There's like zero level of trust between us and our landlord. We're really paranoid. And we're lucky to have the VTU, but I think in general, there's like no real support for tenants.
Milo and Danny are facing demoviction, which would mean they benefit from the new compensation policy. But it's still challenging to find a new place within the same low price point.
I think all people want is like to just know what the possibilities are for like living in the same bracket as they have been.
Although their landlord is required to help them find new housing by the city's tenant relocation and protection policy, Milo isn't sure that will happen.
Basically right now, like the situation with our hearing and everything is that they have about a month to fill their TRP. And that is essentially impossible for them to do with the rental market right now. Because, like, unless they're just finding us places that are incredibly more expensive, but I know that one option for everybody has to be within 10%, and that's going to be so difficult because we have, like, units that are two people and they're both moving separately.
So how much farther does this report actually advance the protection and enhance the rights of tenants facing rent evictions or demovictions, which is what COPE Councillor Jean Swanson was hoping to address when she first tabled the motion?
Yeah, I think it's quite different than what tenants who were at that initial motion when Jean Swanson put it forward in November, December, they were really cheering it when it was passed because they were under the impression it was going to ban rent evictions. You know, the city is putting in some things that will help people access their rights under the provincial system. Like they're putting in this renter's office, which renters can go to and get services and hook up with advocates and help them negotiate the Residential Tenancy Board arbitration system. But I think that, you know, when I contrast that with what New Westminster and Port Coquitlam have done, where they have these bylaws that use their own business licensing power to say to landlords, like, you can't do this. You can't evict tenants just to renovate. And we have a bylaw that's going to say that you can't do that or we're going to fine you. That actually should go some way towards preventing the eviction attempt in the first place, whereas what Vancouver has done is said, well, we'll help you go through the provincial system, but it's still very onerous and it's very stressful for some tenants, especially if they're older or more vulnerable, to go through this arbitration system that's very legal and they're often very, very stressed out by it and are worried that if they don't win their arbitration case that they could be evicted, you know, in some cases, they could be evicted within a few weeks in one case that I know of.
Following Tuesday's vote, Mayor Kennedy Stewart tweeted the statement, quote, I am so proud that the City of Vancouver Council unanimously adopted Canada's broadest and most comprehensive series of protections for renters. What are your thoughts on that?
So I personally think that this is leaving a bit of I think it's confusing people. I think that it's sort of leaving the impression that everyone is protected. I don't want to diminish the policy itself. The policy itself is very significant. These are, you know, like they've looked at other cities and this is the best for this type of thing for the compensation. But I do think the way that the mayor has been kind of portraying this in the media, I personally, like from talking to renters that I know that they are under the impression that they are now protected if there's just a renovation. And the truth of the matter is that they're not really any more protected. You know, they still have their rights. They still have their rights to go through the provincial system. The residential tenancy branch has been making these rulings that are much more sympathetic to tenants, holding landlords much more to account when it comes to saying, like, listen, you really don't have to have these people move due to this renovation. You can't evict them. But from the city's point of view, it's when it comes to rent evictions, they haven't really done anything more to protect tenants than what is there right now in the provincial system.
So you touched on this a little bit earlier, but following up to that, how does this policy then compare with what POCO and New West have in terms of protections for tenants facing a rent eviction?
Well, what I've heard from tenants in New Westminster, for instance, I talked to one woman who had been very, very stressed out about this repeated efforts from her landlord to, like, they put notices in her door all the time offering her, like, a buyout to move out because they were like, we're going to renovate your unit and evict you eventually. Why don't you take a few $1,000? And then she said, you know, after they passed that bylaw, I got a letter in the mail from, a city staffer, and it said, this is the bylaw we just passed, and this is what it says. Your landlord can't evict you to renovate. She's like, oh, my peace of mind was so much better, and now she's re-signed her lease with the same landlord. So, I think we're going to have to watch and see what's going on in New West and Port Coquitlam. I think there might be some legal challenges. I think there is a concern that those cities might have impinged a little bit on provincial jurisdiction, and that's maybe the concern of Vancouver of why they didn't go that route. But I think we're just going to have to watch and see how these policies play out.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Thanks again so much for taking the time to talk with us today. We really appreciate it, especially at the end of your work day.
Okay, great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jen.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for listening. This piece was reported, edited, and produced by Max Newman and Annie Ruder, with production assistance from Alex DeBoer. The song you hear was Rambling by Blue Dot Sessions. And special thanks to Jens and Dennis for her time.